My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for your time and energy getting up early, tuning into the show Monday through Friday, and taking away good information, because when it comes right down to it, we are in charge of our health, and we are also in charge of the road that either takes us to a healthier way of living or the other way, which is not so healthy. Every day when I talk to people, I think we're pleasantly surprised when we see changes, when we start getting healthy, but I think we're also a little frustrated with ourselves because we end up having to point the finger in our own direction sometimes for the journey that got us to these unhealthy situations. And, you know, we just have to be honest with ourselves and realize that, you know, we are the culprit in many instances. Whether it's diet or not being able to manage our stress or financial problems, relationship problems, whether it's just life in general, or, you know, we're just not taking care of ourselves. We're not putting good things back in. And you know what? It will eventually catch up with us. So sooner or later, it's always good if we can make some changes. Now, the biggest thing that a lot of people have trouble with is, you know, where to start and how much of a change do I have to make and how fast do I have to make these? Well, it's different for everybody. Some people can cold turkey and change all the bad things and start all the good things in one day. Many of us, we have to kind of phase them in a little at a time. And then as we see some changes, that natural motivation, you know, starts to take place. And then we like that we're seeing changes and then we want to do more. Whatever your venue, whatever your delivery, whatever your path, at least getting started, of course, is the best thing to keep in mind. I thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy radio show, and I'm, just so you remember, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, but some people will say, you know, I can't tune in, I work at that time of the day, no problem, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my incredible producer, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived for on-demand downloads of the podcast on your time, on your schedule, when it's convenient for you. Simply go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. And while you're there, you can click on the archive icon and download the shows. And then you can have the convenience of listening to it when you want to listen to it, or going back and hearing it again, or you missed it completely, or you only, you know, heard half of it and you had something else you had to do, or you're sending a friend there because it just happened to be on the topic that you guys were talking about yesterday at lunch. And you think that they might be able to take away or glean some knowledge or maybe get a little bit of information from it. That would be great. It is about paying it forward and passing on information and being supportive. And when you learn something, you know, telling other people, because getting healthy is a venue. It's a journey. And when we go on that journey with other people, I'll tell you what, I think our success rate is much higher. Part of that journey is working with people that have knowledge, that have expertise, that have education, that have the passion to answer your questions and promote a good dialogue so that, you know, you can take out the guesswork, you can take out the frustration, you can take out the craziness that goes along with starting to get healthy. And then also not buying into much of the information out there that may be just information, but no real credibility to it. And, you know, we want to hear the good stuff. We don't want to hear all the things that we have to do, but in reality, we need to know it. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is your one-stop full-service location for everything you need for health and nutrition. The greatest products, the most knowledgeable staff, the best of the best products, I should say, in every category. And, of course, all of it in a full-service atmosphere. there's nothing better than going to somewhere where you feel comfortable and you can ask questions and you're not a number and you're not ignored and you're taken care of and you can't wait to bring your friends and your family there because you want them to experience the same thing as well. That is what Stay Healthy is all about. That's the idea. They were built on being an education-based store, a destination for great health. And now they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You know, so they've been around a long time, and they do awesome things every single day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, they do Basket of the Month. This basket this month is actually on the topic that I'm going to be talking about today. It's a Barlean's basket, and we're going to be doing Q&A for Barlean's today and talking about many of their products. I'm going to get your questions answered. So many questions come in on this line, so I put together a whole show with your questions today. The basket, you just go in and say, I want to enter and win. And when you do, you'll be able to fill out a slip, and the basket is valued at over $300. So definitely take the time to go in there and fill that out. I think you'll be really, really pleased if you win. Perfect timing to restock everything or maybe share it with some friends and let them try the products that you love. So questions come into me all the time. I get them via my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, or through my Facebook page, once again, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. You know, you can get a hold of me. Some people leave questions at the store, and then they get them to me as well. But I think all the questions deserve answers. And I'm going to try to get as many as I can in today, and hopefully we'll be able to pinpoint some of these, maybe narrow down your confusion, maybe take out some of the misinformation that you might have, and also make better selections with the products that you are using. I think that's real important. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about today, which I think is also very important, is quality and integrity. You know, a lot of you know I've been doing shows with Barlean's for a very, very long time. And one thing that's kept me consistent with their line is their consistency to formulation and integrity. You know, they have great quality products. Their products are very, very strong. They're put together in a way that, you know, they listen. You know, they listen to what's going on in the community around the country, and then they take that information back, and then they have to decide whether it's something that is really missing out there or needed out here, and whether it is, and whether they can do it as perfectly as they do everything else to make sure that they have the availability of being able to come out with another branch off their foundation tree, which is oils. Now, if they decide to add another branch of something that's different than what they're doing, they're going to make sure that all the T's are crossed, all the I's are dotted. They're going to make sure that it's a product line that they can bring the best and the most credibility and integrity to it, to the industry. So that's why I think that when I first started with them, that foundation of the tree was basically their oils. But boy, have they broadened their horizons and really spread out, and we're the beneficiaries. So we're the ones that's getting the benefits out here, which is nice because, you know, so many more different ideas and different sectors of the industry are now being manufactured and formulated from Barlean's. So I'm going to jump in and we'll start the questions, and hopefully I can answer some of these for you in a way that'll make a difference. First one is, Jeff, do you have a preference between using fish oil and flaxseed oil? Well, if I use both of them, and I use both from Barlean's, I like the high lignin flaxseed oil. I like the liquid, although they do make capsules. I use the fish oil as well, liquid as well. I like them both because I think they both bring a little bit of similarities, but they also bring a little bit of differences to the table as well. So when I do a smoothie, I put them both in. You know, I live in the desert, so dry skin is an issue, dry joints as I'm getting older. And I think most people out there, I don't care where you live. I mean, I have friends on the East Coast and it could rain every day and they still have dry skin because they're still not putting the good things in their body. They may be getting moisture from the outside, but they're not getting the natural moisture from the inside of their body because they're not using any of the oils that really lubricate correctly. I like both of them because of, you know, the health benefits, the cardiovascular benefits, and I like that I'm lubricating and giving my body a lube and oil change from the inside, you know, beneficial in so many different areas of the body. So many cardiovascular studies that are done now at some of the major universities and major hospitals. So I think that there's a great benefit to using both of them. No, I don't have a preference. I like them both. I think that by using one or the other, you're going to get great benefit. So if you are able to pick one of them and put them in your smoothie or your yogurt or mix it up in a little container. I actually did this yesterday. I mixed up a little fish oil and flaxseed oil, a little touch of olive oil, vinegar, a little Himalaya sea salt, some freshly cracked pepper, a little Dijon mustard. You know, you whisk it all together. I tossed my salad with it. I mean, is it good? Yeah, it's delicious. It tastes like vinegar and Dijon mustard. I just happen to be getting all the benefit of everything else. I've also mixed that kind of same formula in things like salsas and dips and poured it over you know, omelets and tossed it with vegetables after they were cooked. You can be very creative with your oils. I think the biggest problem is people just run out of ways to use it, or they were never told they could use it in certain ways, and it ends up in their refrigerator and just not being used correctly or used at all. So both of them, I love them both. I'd be hard-pressed to pick one or the other. All right, let me see. Dear Jeff, I found that adding chia seeds to my diet has made an awesome difference with my bowel problems, basically constipation. I tried a lot of other fibers. They worked okay. The chia seems to work really, really well. I use it in yogurt. I add it to my smoothie. I mix it in different things when I'm baking. I add it in there. Well, I take an egg out and add the chia seeds and a little water in place of an egg. I'm using about 4 tablespoons a day. My gastroenterologist was really pleased. And my symptoms have gone away completely. I have regular formed bowels every day. I just added in some of the Fortiflax from Barleans, which is a little bit more fiber, but I wanted to add something else in along with it. And I can say nothing but good things. My question, can I continue to do this? I don't want to build up a tolerance to using my chia seeds. Well, you know, I understand, because you're doing well. You don't want to get to the point where you think, oh my goodness, I've wore out my welcome and I'm not going to be able to get the benefit anymore. But when you think about it, just think about it. If you stopped eating vegetables, you know, you would stop getting the fiber from vegetables. Let's say you were steaming them or eating a lot of vegetables raw. If you continue to use the vegetables every day, you'd be getting fiber and antioxidants and all that stuff every day. Do you ever build up a tolerance to eating vegetables? Well, no. The same thing with chia seeds and ground flax. You're not going to build up a resistance. You're not going to build up a tolerance. Your body's not going to say, okay, I can't use this anymore. No, you're not going to. And because your body's going to process it as fiber that's rich in omega-3s as well. Actually, nutritional fiber, which is different than things like psyllium husk and oat bran and things like that. You know, they're great fibers, but they don't bring a lot of nutrition to the table, where chia seeds and ground flax, or the Fortiflax, which is already ground for you, so you don't have to deal with grinding up those tiny little hard seeds in your coffee grinder. You just get the nuttiness of scooping it out and using it as needed. So no, you're not going to build up a tolerance. And I'm so pleased that you're getting good benefits. I love chia seeds. I love ground flax. I throw them in all different kinds of things. I actually put them in stuffing. I add them because they add moisture, which is really, really amazing. And you can put them in mixtures that you put in, like stuffed mushrooms. And I'm kind of tuning it toward the holiday upcoming, you know, so if you do stuffed mushrooms, mix it in with your mixture, put it in the mushrooms. They're very moist and they cook beautifully. Your stuffing is a great place, because a lot of people, their biggest complaint with stuffing is it's dry. Try adding some chia seeds in there and you will pick up the moisture of like the chicken broth or whatever else you're adding. Your stuffing will be the most moist it's ever been. I have people that add chia seeds to their mashed potatoes. They just say they're the creamiest potatoes they've ever had. You can use it in your dips. You can use it in with cream cheese and put it in your celery. I mean, you could do so many different things. But just use it. You know, get it in. It's a great way. I hate to say the word hiding the fiber. But, you know, people are so starving in their body for fiber these days. And, you know, their idea of fiber is automatically portrays a picture of cardboard. And it couldn't be farther than the truth. So no, keep using what you're using, incorporate things in as you see fit, find new creative ways of using it. I think it's wonderful that you're getting great changes. Let me see. Okay. Dear Jeff, my husband and I use Barleans fish oil capsules every day. We take 2 with breakfast and 2 with dinner. We've been doing that for a very long time now and doing well. All of our blood works are great. The other thing is we also started incorporating in the Seriously Delicious fish oil. Now, I know we're using it in 2 different forms, But the thing is, the wonderful thing is, how do we pick between the two, or can we continue to use both? I'll tell you what we're doing. Every morning, we have our breakfast. We have yogurt. We've been putting a tablespoon of the Seriously Delicious in our yogurt and mixing it up. We use plain yogurt, none of the sugared stuff I know you talk about. We also sometimes will put it on a piece of toast instead of jelly. We also added in a natural frozen yogurt that we use at night as a topping. We get about a tablespoon and a half to 2 tablespoons a day, plus our fish oil capsules. We're both really healthy. We both have cardiovascular problems in our bloodlines. We're both runners. We do everything good. Is it okay to use both? Because we really don't want to have to choose. No, you don't have to choose. I mean, I use it in so many different ways personally. So, but I mean, you have to choose what's good for you. But can you use both? Absolutely. You know, the great thing about the Seriously Delicious, and I do have a question on this a little bit later, is the absorbability, you know, and getting it into your system so effectively. You know, it's not only delicious off the spoon, but, you know, today a lot of people have digestive problems and they don't process their oils as well as they should. And sometimes they may end up wasting some of the future benefits they could be getting because their digestive system just doesn't work really well on oils and fats. The Seriously Delicious breaks down the molecular structure so small that it's very readily absorbable, and it also is bioavailable to our cells. So you're getting it in two different forms. It sounds like you're doing everything right. You would be more in the mainstream than you think you are. A lot of people use it in more than one form. Many people take capsules or put the oil in their smoothie and use the Seriously Delicious. So I think you're rocking it. I think you're doing great. Keep it up. Let me see. Hey, Jeff, I heard your show a little bit back, and you were talking about the Barlean's greens. My husband and I use the organic greens in our smoothies, and we were wondering, you know, when we make our kids' smoothies in the morning, we don't add the greens to it. We thought it would be more just for adults. But by the end of your show, you were talking about the strawberry kiwi. You were talking about the chocolate. What about the organic greens? Can I give them to our kids? They're 9 and 11, and we would rather just mix it for everybody and then pour off the rather than having to make it twice. Yeah. Yeah, you're perfectly fine to add that to everybody's smoothie. It's going to add another whole layer of antioxidants. It's going to add another digestible layer. It's going to give great benefit to the body. You know, using the Barlean's greens is just a really good way of, say, I'm giving you a ton of concentrated, beautifully clean, organic vegetables at your meal. Only with this, you're getting all the benefit with very little work on your side. So if you want to add it in for your kids, you sure can without a problem. Most of the parents that I know that are green consumers and use the Barlean's greens, it goes into smoothies. They mix it in with yogurt. Not a problem. I have a parent friend of mine, and she mixes it in her smoothie every morning, and then when the kids get yogurt, their yogurt gets chia seeds, it gets ground flax, fortiflax, it gets a little bit of the Seriously Delicious for the sweet flavor, fresh fruit, some walnuts, and greens. She mixes everything together, and they just eat it up. I said, don't they? It's green, though. She goes, they don't care. They love it because it tastes good. It may be green, but it tastes sweet with nuts and fruit, and the Seriously Delicious adds a nice layer of flavor. So no big deal. I think it's pretty, pretty awesome that, you know, parents are getting creative. But adding your greens for the kids, yeah, absolutely. Now, you might want to think about trying the strawberry kiwi greens. It's delicious. You can make it with water. They drink it like a juice drink, and it's so good tasting. They just think they're getting some kind of a sweet juice, but they're not. They're getting, you know, the benefit of the greens in the strawberry kiwi flavor. And as the nights get colder, you might want to think about the chocolate silk greens because you can make it rather than like chocolate milk or like hot cocoa. It's so good with like almond milk warmed up. Oh, it's delicious on a cold night. You get the benefit of knowing that they're getting antioxidants and greens and all that, and they just love the taste. So you can be really creative. Any of the three formulas for your kids would be great. All righty. Dear Jeff, we're hearing a lot about CBD. I've listened to a lot of your shows on CBD, and, you know, my problem is I listen to too many other people and they confuse me, even though I felt I understand it when I understanded it when I listened to you. Can you clear up the confusion? I use a ton of Barlean's products. I went in last week and got my products, and I was looking at Marge's display of CBD. There was a tincture, there were capsules, there was this Seriously Delicious, which I use fish oil. products that were available, and I just don't know which one to choose. I'm looking for something that I can absorb and I could use on a regular basis. I'm retired, so I don't have to worry about going in for any kind of testing or anything, even though I know that the THC is virtually non-existent. It's low. I think, what was that number you said? 0.03% or something like that, that we need to know that number and commit it to memory. Where should I start? Well, I think the greatest thing about CBD is the variety that's available. But I think even though there's a big variety out there, you still have to be able to disseminate the quality in that variety. I'm sorry to say that there are some bad players out there, and there are a lot of companies that jumped on the popularity of CBD. I personally am embracing when the FDA decides to put parameters on it and, you know, tell the good companies that have been doing it right that they're doing it well, and maybe add any other layers of organization that they need to do. But companies like Barleen's have been doing it right since the very beginning. And a lot of companies are not. A lot of companies don't do third-party testing. A lot of companies don't show their studies. A lot of people are putting way too much THC in and going above the level that is approved. I think what's going to end up happening is once parameters are established, a lot of these people that are not doing it right are going to go away. And what's going to be left are companies that do it right, and then the consumer, us, the consumer, will feel better about using CBD and also know that what we're using is actually in the bottle, what's on the label, because there's a lot of that out there as well. Labels look good, but there's nothing in the bottle. That being said, you do have different ways of choosing. Some people are capsulated per people or soft gel users. The soft gel capsules of CBD from Barleen's are convenient. They're easy. I tend to use those when I'm traveling. But I, on the other hand, I always bring my tincture as well because I love using the tincture. Either one would be fantastic. Now, will you find one that might work better for you individually? Yes. That's where listening to your body comes into play. You know, listening to how you react and how you feel, and as your body is getting the benefits, only you are going to be able to gauge and judge the best product for you to use, because you're the one going to be looking out from the inside. You know, your friends may say, oh, I love the tincture. It makes me feel really good. I love all the benefits I'm getting. And you may try the tincture and feel okay. And you may take the capsules and say, oh, I feel what you're feeling, or I just feel good for me. Don't try to relate yourself to other people and what they're feeling. Everybody's endocannabinoid system needs a little bit of adjustment in a different way, and everybody is coming from a different place. You know, that being said, is there a right way or wrong way? No. I just think you need to choose and pick your products from a company that you already trust, a company that has already earned your trust, who brings value and integrity to the industry with a good reputation. I mean, are there some tiny small companies that I think might be doing CBD really well? Yeah, I definitely think so. But I also do think that there's a lot of pop-up companies that may never be around again that came out of nowhere. And, you know, I guess I'm from the old school, being in this industry 40 years and thinking about, you know, what's here, what's changed, who's still around, who do I know is doing it right. I mean, I've been interviewing companies I'm in my 38th year interviewing companies and getting to know them intimately through their process of formulation and quality and talking with their educators and knowing the company founders and knowing all this kind of stuff. I personally, for me, I choose companies that I know bring reputable products to the industry. Now, have I been surprised sometimes with something that was brand new that just came out of nowhere that was awesome? You bet. But I don't think I've been wrong when I've trusted credibility and longevity. So whether you decide to use the chocolate mint or the lemon drop in the Seriously Delicious, remember, the Seriously Delicious is off-the-spoon deliciousness. You take it right off the spoon. Oh, my goodness, it's so good. And all I can tell you is that once you taste it, I mean, you're going to be pleasantly surprised at how amazing it is. The liquid tincture is really good. It's got kind of that kind of flowery kind of, you know, taste to it, where it's kind of earthy tasting, but it's got a really good taste, and you get to really taste what's in it, which I love. My mother likes the liquid. She doesn't like it by itself. She'll put it in a little shot glass with some juice, and then she kind of swirls it around and drinks it. That's the way she likes it. Fine. You know, and then she likes the soft gels. So I've used them all. I like them all. Do I have a preference or a favorite? No. I just want to get it in, and I want the benefit. So I hope that helps. Just like I said, choose one, start there, maybe try the next one, then try the next one, and just kind of, you know, take an inventory of how you felt with each one. You're going to have a favorite and you're going to have a preference, and one is going to work a little better for you. Okay, let me see. Jeff, I wanted to thank you for suggesting the Seriously Delicious CBD from Barleen's. I have a problem with a real sensitive palate, and as much as I like the CBD, either the capsule, the soft gels, and the liquid, all of them seem to leave a taste on my tongue that I personally didn't like, because I can't even use spices or anything because my palate is so sensitive. I wanted to tell you that I am now using the Seriously Delicious Chocolate Mint. Oh my goodness, there is nothing on my palate but great taste. I love it. It makes me feel good. I shared it with my doctor. She was very, very interested. She went in to Stay Healthy and bought the chocolate mint as well. I actually brought mine into my doctor's appointment with a spoon for her to try, and she did, and she loved it. She's a big advocate of CBD, but she hadn't found one that she enjoyed, and she now uses that one. So I just want to thank you. We do listen a lot, and sometimes we bother you with emails, but it helps us pick the right product. So please pass on to Barleen's how awesome this is. Not only the benefits, but the taste. Well, you just did. So there you go. So I think it's awesome. Yeah, I'm really pleased at what they did at Expo in March of this year, when they were setting up and sampling the chocolate mint, and people were coming up to the Barleen's booth and they were sampling it. I mean, you would not believe it's that Seriously Delicious philosophy, and it's that feeling you get when you take this off the spoon and you think to yourself, oh my goodness, this can't be fish oil, this can't be flaxseed oil, this can't be CBD. But guess what? It is, and it's absolutely incredible tasting, and your palate is really going to love it. And if we have to get by the palate and make it happy to get it in, they've done that. It's kind of like when you're switching your diet and you're changing your way of eating and you're getting away from deep fried foods and junk foods and processed food, all of which they've made taste really good. That's why so many people are hooked on garbagey food. And your palate starts tasting all of the fruits and vegetables and healthy protein and grains. And your palate is like talking to you and talking to your brain saying, no, I don't want this. I want the stuff they give you through the window of your car. I want the stuff that's fast food. I want the number two at the fast food restaurant. And you just keep pushing through it and pushing back against your palate. And then a couple of weeks into it, your palate starts saying, oh, this is good. I kind of like this. This tastes really good. I love this smoothie thing. It's real sweet, and, you know, I'm loving it. Yeah, it's got stuff in it. Yeah, this is good. And your body starts reacting positively, and then you've created new habits, and you've created new taste sensations on your tongue, and that is exactly what Barleen's has done with their Seriously Delicious. They've been able to create new sensations and a new palate technology where your palate says, yeah, I can do this. This is good. But they may say it now, but let me tell you, it's going to push back and forth for a while because it's really set and our palates are very strong. And you know what it's like. You ever had a craving for something before that's really strong? Let's say it's pizza, and you're craving pizza, and then you eat, but you're just like, no, that's not going to do it. The next day, you're still craving pizza because your palate is still telling you pizza, pizza, pizza. And then you go like a week or so, and then finally, you're just like, enough already, and you have pizza, and you're so happy, and you're just enjoyed it so much, and your palate is just, you know, singing the happy dance and happy song, and you think to yourself, oh, that was so good. Why do you think you did that? Your palate. Your palate has been telling you, look, this is what I want. You're going to give it to me eventually, and I'm going to drive you crazy till you do. That's how strong our palates are. That's why it's so hard to change your diet and change what you're consuming, because your cravings are so strong because they're so embedded into our taste buds and our brains and our daily routine. But when you change those habits and you decide to use things like the Seriously Delicious fish oil or flaxseed oil or CBD, you start thinking, wow, and your palate starts going, yeah, I can do this, and that's how that changes. But you got to push back, because I'm telling you right now, it's going to make sure that it's hard for you to be able to do it without a little fight. So there's going to be a little fight. So you know what? That's all right. You can handle it. I guarantee you can handle it. Alrighty, let me see. Hey, Jeff, my kids love very, very much the Omega Pals. I tried everything with my kids. I tried putting it in everything. They picked it out and they didn't like it, and they're really, really picky. They're exactly like me when I was a kid. So I heard your show, decided to go in and try the Omega Pals. I picked up the Sensational Straw Nana, and I also picked up the Lip Smack and Citrus High Potency Fish Oil. Guess what? They take it right off the spoon. They put it on their yogurt. They add it to their oatmeal. They put it on toast. They take the bottle out and use it themselves. I could not be happier. I could not be more pleased. And all I can tell you is this has been so incredible. I also picked up the Hootie Fruity Tangerine Fish Oil because one of my youngest, who is 6, has been having some eye problems, and the doctor wanted them to start using some nutrients and things for their eyes and recommended a kid's formula with some things. I took this one in, and the doctor was very pleased. He said, "Let's try this and see how it works." So, yep, I'm getting 3 different kinds, but the kids are happy. They love it. I don't have to hide it anymore. I can set the bottle right on the refrigerator shelf, and they take it out every morning and add it to what they're eating. I just wanted to say thank you. You know, I tune into your show that day for the very first time, and you happen to be talking about kids and kids' health, so I stayed on while I was driving. I'm so glad I did. And I've been listening to you ever since. I go to your webpage, I download podcasts when I'm at the gym on the treadmill. I've got a great education, and you have some wonderful guests. And thank you for the tip for stay healthy. I was going someplace else to get my vitamins, and I could never get an answer out of anyone, much less get them off the phone from texting behind the counter. Stay Healthy has been great. They are so knowledgeable, and you feel at home. Plus, I was able to change some things I was doing because no one ever told me I was heading in the wrong direction. So thank you on many, many levels. A very devoted listener now. And thank Barlene's when you talk to them, say their kids are enjoying this. I hope it's happening to kids all over the country because they need it. Wow. Yeah, you are most welcome. They are good tasting, aren't they? Yeah, I've tried all the kids' ones as well. And you know, the labels are so cool. The Straw Nana's got this strawberry monkey on the front, and then there's the Chirp and Slurp and Lemonade Fish Oil's got a bird, and the wings are made out of slices of like lemons. And then you've got the fish, which is like a lime, and then you've got the owl made out of like an orange, and it's a tangerine, and then it's got the front of it like a tangerine slice. You know, making it attractive to children is important. I mean, of course, putting all the good stuff inside, but it needs to be something that kids will want to reach out and hold and look at and, you know, be attracted by the colors and things like that, because, you know, the eyes are very powerful. And the eyes will basically tell you whether it's something you even want to pursue, look at, or ask questions about. So they were right on. Their marketing and their label department is really top notch. And if you look at any of the labels on any of the products from Barlean's, they're very eye-catching, and they're very informative, and they're very visually attractive to the eyes. And I think that's important. Oh, let me see. Let me see. Yep, this is a good one. Dear Jeff, I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I have had stomach problems for many, many years. I went in to stay healthy, and Marge was talking to me about the Barlean Stomach Repair, a platinum product from Barlean's. I already use their fish oils, and I use their fibers and other things, but I did not know they made this. I've been going to the gastroenterologist for a long time. We've done steroids, we've done all kinds of things, but my stomach has just been a mess. I've added probiotics and enzymes and got some relief, but it just wasn't enough. And Marge told me that next day you were going to be talking about the stomach repair, so I tuned in. I decided to buy it and decided to try it, and I'm at the end of my 2nd month, and my stomach feels better than it ever has. It feels wonderful. It feels like it did when I was younger. I don't know exactly what it did. Maybe it fixed some of the problems. I was diagnosed with leaky gut, and you know, I brought in collagen and things like that, and seemed like I was kind of making some headway. But I think the missing piece was the stomach repair. I have a coworker that I talked about this as well, and she's been using the stomach repair and the intestinal repair together and feeling better than she has in a long time. So I just wanted to say thank you. You know, you might not get all the thank yous you deserve, but I wanted to make sure that you knew that when we are very pleased and we get results, we want you to know that, you know, it made a difference, you know, to get steered in the direction. Of course, Stay Healthy always points us in the right direction. Well, you're most welcome. You know, isn't it nice when you try something and you love the way it makes you feel? I love this line. I've done many radio shows on the platinum line. It's very technical. There's a lot of amazing nutrients that are in there. It's not a easy thing to talk about because, first of all, you're talking about a situation. You know, you need to think that there's a lot of different things that we have to focus on. And one of the best things to focus on is the best way to get to where we're going. And when you look at the label on this, you're going to see there's a lot of things in here that are really important and things you might not know about, like DGL or charcoal or mastic gum or grapefruit seed or golden seal or aloe vera. You know, these are all things that are very, very healing. And I think for the biggest part, a lot of us just don't know that these things even exist. So isn't it nice when you have a company that does all the work? They take all the guesswork out, and all we have to do is pick up the product, take it home, and use it. Stomach problems and, you know, irritation to our stomach lining is something that's more common than you know. All I can say is, you know, open your mind to trying new things. It's not just about using an acid suppressive proton pump inhibitor product. It's not just about covering up the problems. Sometimes we have to realize that we have to try a different avenue or a different protocol. I think a lot of us are just frustrated. And I think a lot of us just don't know which way to go. And I think a lot of us have thrown our hands up in the air, you know, and just want to give up. And I guess frustration, you know, is something that a lot of us just have to learn how to focus with. I was talking to a lady yesterday, and she was just at her wit's end about 2 months ago, and she had done the gamut of different kinds of things to trying for her skin. Her skin had been breaking out so badly, and, you know, she wanted to stay healthy, and they started talking to her about some stuff to use on the skin, and they asked her this question, and she was telling me, she said, no one ever asked me what I was doing from the inside of my body. Everybody wanted to give me things to put on my skin, which gave me temporary relief. And I said, what do they recommend? She said, a lot of omega-3s, you know, a good amount of internal lubrication, a combination of flax oil and fish oil, and even using chia seeds on my cereals and my smoothies. And I said, what did it do? And she said, it was night and day. She said, you know, and I feel frustrated that I never thought that skin on the outside starts on the inside. But I was so busy trying to find something to rub on to take away the redness and the unsightliness of my elbows and, you know, and put and calm everything down that I never, ever thought about doing it from the inside. You know, when you really start thinking about your body, you have to think of the big picture. And sometimes we have to step out of it and take a step back and say, okay, this unhealthy skin from the outside, we can put something on it, but we may need to look on the inside of the body and may start lubricating from the inside. So as those skin layers work their way out, they become lubricated and hydrated and the inflammation becomes reduced. And as you get these good oils and you're eating a better diet and you're hydrating really well, your skin is going to get better. It just does. If you feed your body the right things and you give it the right tools and you give it the right foods and the right antioxidants and the beautiful oils that it needs to lubricate and hydrate and help with mobility and flexibility and lubrication, your body is going to get better. The thing is, somewhere along the line, we found out that if you go to the drugstore and you buy something for the annoying symptoms that we're having and it makes those symptoms go away, that we fix the problem. And that's one of the biggest things and the biggest misunderstanding situations that are out there. People don't realize that getting rid of a symptom does not mean you fix the problem. It means you got rid of the annoying symptoms so that you may get through the day a little bit better, and that the annoying symptoms, which are driving us crazy, and if symptoms don't drive you crazy, there's something wrong with you, because human nature tells us that these symptoms are annoying and we want them to go away. How many doctors I have talked to, and I've asked them this question, I said, how many people come in to see you and say, I have this problem, can you make it go away? They don't care about the problem, they care about the symptoms of that problem. Why do you think that acid suppressive medications today are so popular? Because people want to get rid of gas, bloating, heartburn, indigestion, dyspepsia, and the swelling of their lower gut, their pants are not fitting, and every food upsets their stomach. They start using this acid suppressive medication, and they turn off their acid, and most of those symptoms go away, and they are throwing their hands in the air, celebrating that they fixed the problem. Guess what? No, they just covered up the problem. and what's underneath it is still happening. And talk to anyone that's ever gone off of their acid suppressive medications for a week or so, and all the problems come back, but now they're much worse than they were before they started using it. It's the same thing like using a pain medication after a long time, and you go off of it and you think to yourself, oh my goodness, I can't believe how much pain I'm in, because they never did anything for those joints. All they did was take pain medication so they didn't feel the pain. So when you're thinking about your health, think about the inside of the body. What can I do that brings balance to the body? Do you think, I think that CBD has gotten very popular because people are now reading the articles and understanding about the endocannabinoid system, and they're realizing that balance is extremely important. And helping to balance that ECS system brings balance to the rest of the body. This stomach repair that the individual was talking about, this brings balance to the stomach and gives you nutrients that are very healing and repairing to the inside lining of the stomach. Lubricating your body with beautiful oils like flaxseed oil and fish oil and salmon oil and all these beautiful oils and liquids and capsules and, of course, in the Seriously Delicious, you are lubricating your body and bringing these beautiful oils and getting benefits in so many different areas. And I think that it's important for us to really realize that there's a lot of things that are easy to understand, but I think sometimes one of the hardest things to understand is that there are many things that we can bring to our body through a good health food store like Stay Healthy that doesn't need to come in an amber bottle from a pharmacy. Nutrition and foods and the benefits of herbs and leaves and roots and oils and all this stuff has been around for hundreds, thousands of years. The corner drugstore and the pharmaceutical counter, you know, let's give it 50, 75, maybe 100 years max. When people started using different kinds of medicines and things like that. So which one has the stability? Which one has the longevity? You know, we have to get back to basics and think about things like oils and fibers and things that our body needs and craves and desires and really has to have on hand, because the end result is we get really unhealthy when we don't have our basics. Do drugs and prescriptions have a place? Of course they do. There's many people I know that are alive and on this planet right now because of surgery and medication and different things that were available to them to give them their life back. But there's also a lot of people out there that could be benefiting dramatically from products that are out here and learning and listening to your body and giving your body the tools that it needs. If you give your body a hammer, a nail, and a 4x8 piece of plywood and tell it to build you a house, it's not happening. But if you give your body all the tools and all the nutrition and everything it needs and great diet and water and oils and all of these wonderful things and say, okay, get healthy, your body is going to get healthier because it has the tools to get healthy. And I think somewhere along the line we have, I don't know, maybe we were never told how important it is to have a foundation of great nutrients. I mean, I know we've been told since we were kids that we need to eat a good diet and eat our vegetables and drink our water and that kind of stuff. And then you get out on your own and you do exactly what you want to do, which is probably nothing that you were told when you were a kid, you know, because we're grown now and we're going to do it our way. But I got to tell you, Barleen's has your back, because every time that they come out with a different sector of their company, it's important, it's needed, and it's relevant, because there's so many people that are probably in that situation that really could use some focus and some help, but it just may not be addressed, and they want to address it. And when you bring quality and integrity and longevity and reputation and consistency of formulations with the high integrity foundation base, the trust is already there. So I hope that you'll take the time to go to Stay Healthy and check out all these products. And, you know, and if you really want to, you can always go back through my podcast and pull up tons of shows that I've done for Barleen's. And, you know, I hope that you'll take the time to maybe pick out the one you want. Or if you have questions on any of the individual products, go to Stay Healthy. They'll talk with you. Or if you're thinking about oils or fibers or things like this, have them show you the stuff that's available, the products from Barleen's. What's available in fish oil from Barleen's, they'll show you. They'll show you capsules. They'll show you oils. They'll also show you the Seriously Delicious. So you've got things to choose from, but you know you're in the credibility part of the line of the products made from Barleen's. Here's a question, and this should be addressed. Dear Jeff, can you explain a little bit more about CBD? My thing is, I am a policeman, and we are not allowed to have any THC in our system at all. Do you feel comfortable recommending CBD to us, even though it's a low percentage? No, I don't. I think if you are, I mean, you could definitely look for the zero THC products, and I know Stay Healthy does carry that kind of thing. My thing is, if you are in a job and you need your job, and your job is something that is designated that you are not allowed to have any kind of products that may have even a trace amount of THC, I would not do it. Until things change to the point when people are allowed to use it without having to worry about losing their jobs or losing their careers. The same thing goes for my pilots and flight attendants and air traffic controllers and firemen and policemen and teachers and other people that I know are in positions where they're not allowed to use it. I recommend them not using it. If you're able to have a conversation with your boss and they're perfectly fine with it, that's great. You know, and the chance of throwing a test that's going to show it is chances are very low, but there is a chance, you know, and I just would rather have people be more safe than sorry. Dear Jeff, I raise golden retrievers, and I'm well known for my dogs and their good health, but I've realized since I moved to the desert, their skin underneath their hair has gotten very, very dry. Now, I do use moisturizing shampoos and conditioners for their kind of a coat. I was wondering if it would be okay if I added fish oil or flaxseed oil to their food. I've been told that it's okay to do this, but I thought I would throw it your way. Yes, absolutely. I do it for my boarders. I do it for the French bulldogs because French bulldogs have those lots of folds of skins, kind of like Sharpays and English bulldogs. I have an going to be 13-year-old boxer, and I also have a 13-year-old Shih Tzu. Yeah, it's a menagerie. But I put it in their food. I have no problem. I also sprinkle chia seeds in their food as well. Greens. I throw it in there for their breath and their digestion. You can add, even to the best quality dog food that you make, you can always make it better by adding things that will take that dog food to another level. Because remember, our animals, our pets, no matter what they are only as healthy as we allow them to be. Meaning that they're going to eat what we give them. And if we give them stuff that's basic and just doesn't have a lot to show for its quality, that's what you're going to end up with your animal. But if you take the time to give them lubricating factors and, you know, good oils and greens for their gut and things like that, and maybe you add yogurt and chia seeds and, you know, wonderful things to their food, it's going to be utilized. It's going to be appreciated. It's going to be something that they're going to benefit from. So absolutely. I think one of the best things you can do is add things to your dog food. Cat food, too. You know, cats clean themselves, you know, hairballs and stuff like that. And, you know, their coats can get amazing when you add oils to their coat. I have a friend that has been working with her vet and her veterinarian and them with her Rottweiler, who has had stomach issues forever. They give her the Barlean's greens. They give her fish oil. And now I think they're going to experiment with the stomach repair. She's an amazing vet, and she's wide open to using natural things. So they're going to start really small and see how the Rottweiler, you know, handles it, because he can't keep food down. So they've been really successful with using yogurt and pumpkin with chia seeds and ground flax, mixing it together a couple times a day. That's been helping, adding some aloe vera to the water. But they want to go ahead and take it to the next level. And I think it's great. You know, as long as you're working within the natural realm and you're working with, if you're outside of your box, you know, working with a medical practitioner, in this case, a vet. So I think that'll be great. Oh, let me see. Hey, Jeff, I decided to try the Seriously Delicious CBD. This one just came in. I tried the chocolate mint, and I love it. It tastes incredible. We started using the tincture, and we liked it very much, but we decided just to shake it up a little bit. We take it once or twice a day. Love taking it because it's just such an enjoyable taste on our palate, and we feel exactly the same way, the same benefits as we did with the tincture. There you go. Today, everybody is going to continue to try different things. And I love that because just because something works for your friend or your coworker, your family or your neighbor does not mean it's going to work the same way for you because you bring different life experience to the table. You have a different diet. You sleep differently. You process stress differently. You come from a different genetic line. Your environment can be completely different. So all I can say is that sometimes you have to listen to your body and you have to realize that being different is fine. And being different also means that you have the availability to be able to make change. And making those changes is really important. And listening to your body, even more important. So I hope that you'll take the time to truly learn to listen to your body. Learn to listen to, you know, the way that your body responds to things. And you know what? Don't get frustrated. If you start a program with four or five of your friends and, you know, some of them are doing really well and it seems like they're running a marathon and you feel like you've got bricks tied to your feet and you're barely moving at all, it could mean that you are just using different products that might not be the right ones for you. That's where Stay Healthy comes in. They can help you make sure that you're using the right products for you to get there. And that's really, really important because not everybody follows the same protocol and not everybody's body reacts the same. You can still meet them at the finish line or in some cases beat them to the finish line. Isn't that a great thing? But you may need a little guidance, a little help, and that's where Stay Healthy comes in. Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, closed on Sunday are the hours of the store. Remember to print your coupon at their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. While you're there, enter your email address to start getting newsletters that come right from the store. And if you want to get some really good posts and stay connected, give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page. You'll be glad you did because those posts every day are enlightening, educating, sometimes comical, always knowledgeable information. And sometimes it's just reminding us some of the things we used to know, but maybe we forgot along the way. Okay, let's talk a little bit about one more thing about Stay Healthy. If you're going to take the time and the energy to get healthy, if you're going to take the time to spend the money, drive to a store, go somewhere like Stay Healthy. Go to Stay Healthy. Learn what it's like to work with people that have a passion for what they do, and they can answer questions, and you can have a dialogue. And when you walk out, you feel good that this time your questions were answered and that you're on a healthier journey, heading in a healthier direction, because they're going to make sure that you do. And they're going to make sure that you have what you need and the tools to maybe this time get the job done without frustration, maybe without failure this time, and keep you motivated because you're going to see some results, which is going to kick your motivation in gear, and you're going to feel better than you have in a long time. Check out all of the products from Barleen's that are available at Stay Healthy. They've got them all. Their CBD line, their Platinum line, all of their great green products are there. The kids line is there. You're going to know that there's so many different things to look at. They've got the Prevail for women. They've also got the fibers. Remember, fish oils, flaxseed oils, kids' products. Just an amazing plethora of great products. You know, feel good with the integrity and the consistency and the longevity of this company because they bring good things all the time. And when you're there, if you're in the market for CBD, talk to them about it. You know, they'll show you the tincture. They'll show you the soft gels. They'll show you the off-the-spoon, incredible, seriously delicious, make your tongue and palate dance CBD products and lemon drop, which is a little tart, and then the chocolate mint, which is, I don't know, it just tastes like one of those after-dinner mints that you get from a really nice restaurant. You know, when they bring you the bill, they try to sweeten it up with those little chocolate mints. You know, you eat those, and then you look at the bill, and you don't scream loud because you're enjoying the chocolate mint. That's what this tastes like. It tastes incredible. And like I said, right off the spoon, it's so delicious. No need to hide it. No need to cover it up. Just take it straight. You're going to love it. And don't forget about all the other things, the fibers and everything we talked about today and all the greens. I just want you to know that you can feel great with this line. I do. I feel great talking about them. I've been talking about them for over a quarter of a century now. So you know that I'm on board with their integrity and their quality. Tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. They're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive button, download the shows that you want to listen to, take away great information, and then get healthy all the way. Be well. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.